This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
He spits on his hand all the time. Sorry,
we haven't. You're on the air, yeah, by the way.
We were talking about Xander.
Who spits on his hand all the time?
Yeah, what?
Tony?
That was,
yeah. He spits on his batting gloves, you
yes,
know, right
he
before
does.
Every time. Like,
yep, Xander.
Big honking loogies on his hand.
Spitter. Really? Like,
I don't know if it's like honking loogies.
I mean, okay, now you thought it was absurd that I didn't hear the lady screaming last night. That's because I had the sound turned down. I can't believe you watched an entire season of Dodger baseball and haven't seen him spit into his palm once when he's taking a practice swing.
I just never thought about it until you guys brought it up. But, like, I told Chris last week, if you were to ask me what uniform they wore the night before, if it's the home, I know what the home uniform. But road, I have no idea if it's going to be the brown. Like, last night, what did they wear? I have no idea.
I think, surprisingly, Darvish went with the pinstripes. Well, usually he's the one guy that goes brown.
Yeah, the brown, I think a couple times he started with brown, the outings did not go
so
well.
He's back
and
on
so
the pinstripes.
He's back on the pinstripe, and he's been dealing in the pinstripes.
Yeah, pinstripes are going to probably stay for a while. Gwen and Chris, happy hour time. We're getting underway here, 5 o'clock. Baseball Talk on 97.3 The Fan, presented all day long by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS, Paramount Plus, all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Happy to be with you. We never gave away the Michael King bobblehead, Scrape. Got any thoughts on that?
Yes, I have a few thoughts on that, but
stick around. I will
do you
tell
you. Have any thoughts on that, Scraby?
Stick around. How I'll tell you how y'all can get one of those here in just a minute.
It's not going to be a packaging of the Chris vs. the Fans winner.
No.
Okay.
I want to make you work a little extra.
I'm fine with that.
Okay. We'll have a little Michael King trivia coming up for you. Stick around for that. By the way, We got the game tonight, of course. Sammy's got pregame and the whole thing. Padres trying to keep it rolling. Game back of the Dodgers as we start play. Something that caught my eye. Remember when Will Smith of the Dodgers was running away with the batting title?
Oh, he's come back to the pack.
Sneaking back to the pack a little bit. Now, he did have a couple hits last night. But Will Smith is at 313 now. Remember he was up at 325? 313. So it's closing the gap. Now, there's a new entry into the running. Xavier Edwards, the former Padre farmhand,
oh, gosh,
has moved into second place with the Marlins at 306. Freddie Freeman, 303. Manny, 297. Still an outside chance. And here's the one I'd be worried about if I were Will Smith.
Louisa Rise.
Louisa Rise, 292, is in fifth. Tied for fifth. So he's right there, Louisa Rise. He's trying to make it, what, four in a row?
Yeah.
That's like your dad territory there. But we'll see if Luis can pull it out by the time it's all said and done. He's been getting it done a little bit more. Why don't they just put the left fielder standing behind shortstop, Tony? Come on, when he comes up, really.
Yeah, I don't know.
No, I know they don't, and they won't. But you know what I mean? It seems like he just puts the ball there every time.
They're getting closer and closer.
You're right. Yeah, right. The left fielder pretty soon is going to shake hands with the third baseman. It's but Luis finds a hole somehow. We'll see what happens tonight. We gave you the lineup a little earlier. With a lefty, Robbie Ray on the mound for the Giants. That means Ryan O'Hearn and Gavin Sheets have the night off. Jose Iglesias takes over DH duties this evening. And never fear, but Freddie is here. Fermin is batting ninth. Once again, he's got a 9.33 OPS since he joined the Padres. Not too many number nine guys doing that. And as I said earlier in the show, there was one kind of dummy here on the station said the Padres overpaid for him.
Yeah. We don't need to mention names.
Well, you can.
Okay.
Chris.
Yeah. No, there's no question.
I said it too.
Well, look, we don't know. Burgert and Kolek are with Kansas City, and so is Walker, and so is Lugo. So we've pretty much given them the whole rotation now in Kansas City. But right now, I don't care what you paid, because Freddie Freeman's doing the job.
Do you want to know what Ryan Burgert's been doing with Kansas City?
Probably made one start. Maybe two.
Two.
Okay.
Gone 5 2/3 in each.
That's his sweet spot right there.
Only two earned runs in each. He struck out 8 against the Twins over the weekend.
Nasty, dog.
Okay.
They got a good one.
Good for him. Yeah. How about Kolek? Has he been in there yet? I haven't checked out the Royals.
I haven't seen him yet, but let me check.
I never check on the Royals. My thing is similar to...
No, he hasn't played in a game yet for the
Royals. The old saying is, we don't care how much it costs, we just care how much it makes. I feel, you know, AJ's thinking is similar when it comes to trade. I don't care what it costs, as long as what I get is helping me win.
Right now.
And that's really what they're getting. And, you know, I did, you know, point it out kind of in a, you know, when O'Hearn hit the home run last week, I said, Scraby, I listed off all six guys that they traded to get him. And, I mean, I only can recognize like one or two of the names. And this is a week later.
To get O'Hearn and Laureano.
I mean, you know, all these guys are names. Who knows what they'll do? But right now, I know what O'Hearn and Laureano are doing for this team, and that's helping them win.
Yes.
So it's been really good.
These are always no brainers for the most part after the fact, because as the trade happens, those players that you sent off that, you know, are the young guys, they're not playing in the big leagues, most of them. So you're just going to be out of sight, out of mind. Until they show up to the big leagues and have an impact, you won't ever think about them again.
No. And we get free stuff until they do show up. You know, here's the thing. There's a cautionary tale. It's called James Shields for Fernando Tatis Jr. But there are not a lot of examples of that throughout baseball. You can find a few. Find a few, but right now it's working out okay for the Friar, as it were.
That is correct.
Jacob Marcy's been pretty good.
Yes. Let's give him a little shout out. Marlins? He made his debut right after.
Marlins, yeah.
Marlins. Yeah, he made his debut right after the trade deadline, because the Marlins traded Sanchez over to the American League. And from what I've seen, Jacob Marcy has been very good so far for the Marlins. So,
if I recall, that was one that AJ was
probably forced to get rid of somebody.
He knew he had to give up somebody good to get to get.
Was
where
it?
To go.
Was it? It's either Scott or Arise, and I forget which one now.
I think
for Marcy,
it was,
I think it went was, to the Marlins. I know Scott. That, but I forget which one it was. So
to ship
it
to
was
the Marlins.
Scott. It had to be Scott.
No, it was Luis.
It was Luis.
So okay. Marcy, Dylan Head, and our guy Woosuck go.
And don't forget, they also
and Nathan Martorella
paid most of Luis's contract too. Yeah,
so Marcy's going to go on, even if he has 2 good years with the Marlins, and that's about the maximum, because if he has 2 good years, they'll trade him somewhere else.
I was gonna say they'll move him.
Right. So we've got 2 years already of Luis, right?
Yep.
So to me, the trade is going to always be, you know, favorable, although, you know, Marcy looks like he's got something there. So good for him.
Tony, did you see, oh gosh, why did I just forget what I wanted to talk about?
Because you're getting old.
Yes, I am. I just literally had it, and now I can't think about it. Never mind. Sorry, everyone.
I can't even be mad. I do that at least once a show.
Sorry, everyone. Like, I was looking, I was ready to
jump
in with
it. You're like happy, oh yeah, this is a good one.
It had something to do with a trade.
I know one trade that it looks a little different now than it did. Is the one that brought, you know, Michael King over here. Because we sent Soto. Everybody knows that. The guy that has come out of nowhere all of a sudden is our friend, Mr. Grisham.
Oh, yeah.
21 homers.
Yeah.
811 OPS. We know he's a gold glove guy. I don't know where the Yankees would be without him. So, good on him.
Perfect yard for him.
I guess,
and you know
what?
Sometimes hearing some new voices, some new things to say can go a long way.
Because when they first got him, he went right on the bench, and I thought, they'll never even see the light of day with the Yankees. Guess what? he's seeing more than the light of day. Yeah, he's doing a great job. But why not? We're getting our thing. The Yankees can have their thing.
Yeah, have you guys seen, talking about trades, I think I remembered it now. We talk about how, you know, sometimes it's very difficult for players to be traded and pick up and where they left off. Eugenio Suarez has not been great since he's been traded. I think he's hitting in the 100s. He's only had one home run in 10 games. I mean, it could go either way really quickly for every single team.
But he also could hit 6 in the next week. Seattle's a harder park, though, than is Arizona, right? That might have something to do with it.
Maybe. But
I never totally know. I will say our guy, Jerkson Profar, made the highlights the other day. Tone, did you see that catch?
Oh, man, yeah.
It was sick.
Wow. If you haven't seen that one, it's worth a look. Jerkson way over the left field fence. Good. I'm still always going to be a Jerkson Profar fan, despite what happened to him this year. Too good of a guy. I got to root for him.
I'm with you on that.
You know who else is in the majors now? After a long time, Robert Hassel III. Mm-hmm. He's been starting pretty regularly lately for the Nats.
Getting some burn.
I know the other thing I wanted to talk about.
Go ahead. It's great.
Okay.
What you got?
Ryan O'Hearn, Ramon Laureano. Tony was out last week when we talked about this, Chris. But did you see that AJ included prospects in the deal so that the Orioles would pay the salary down to veteran minimum salaries?
I did know that, actually.
That's like next level.
Where did you hear that from?
It was reported.
It was reported?
Yeah. I think Kevin Acey
reported. You didn't know
it.
That Scraby had a couple of sources over there that feed him this kind of stuff?
I have many sources. Are you kidding me? When I went down there a couple of weeks ago, everybody was like, Scraby, let me tell you my secrets.
I actually heard this the day it went down, and it was like hush hush. Like, you know, nobody was talking about it at
it
that
had
point.
To be the least hush hush of all time if Scraby
found out. But I mean, listen, that speaks to AJ's creativity. He knows that, you know, he can't spin the way that, you know, he could a few years ago, and so he's got to find some creative ways to get teams to pay money on deals. And so what do? You hand off things that other organizations want. And in order to do that, you got to have things that other organizations want. And so giving off a couple prospects so they pay, you know, whatever's remaining on O'Hearn and Liriano's deal is good business for the Padres.
Happy Hour brought to you by GL Pools, the swimming pool experts trusted by thousands of San Diegans since 2006. Baseball season is in full swing. So is swim season. Call GL Pools. Mention the word radio for a free month of pool service, traffic. And then I think we do a little late in the day, Chris versus the fans. You dial in, you play trivia, you could be on your way to Las Vegas. 833-288-0973. Next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
5:20 on the clock. Little ways to go. About 20 minutes left with us.
Scrabby is an incredibly aware human being.
One of a kind.
I want to point this out.
I'm actually pretty aware.
We have two TVs in the studio. One's been on NFL Network all day, which is fine. The other, apparently, Scrabby just realized, 3 hours and 20 minutes into the show, has been on ESPNU rather than ESPN. So we've been watching college football stuff all day.
I was like, man, they're going hard in the paint on the college football right now.
Finally picked it up. Like, oh, we're on the wrong channel. That a boy.
Okay, Charles Barkley's on MLB Network right now. He looks like an 80-year-old grandma.
Charles,
man.
He
glasses,
looks like an
man.
Okay, that's the funniest look. Is there any way to screenshot and put that on for people to see?
He's wearing his glasses like that on purpose so that he can look down on you and actually look outside the glasses.
You know, when
you got the glasses like hanging off your nose a little bit?
Yes.
It's a funny look. It really is. If you can screenshot it and put it up.
Coke bottle glasses.
It is a funny look.
Oh, you just fixed them.
I am such a Charles fan. I can't even tell you, but that is a funny look. Charles.
He looks like Larry Johnson's grandmama.
It's an interesting look. If he didn't have his name under there that said Charles Barkley, I don't think I would know that's Charles Barkley.
And
how crazy that photo, that look is for
him. He keeps shaking his head in agreement, but his glasses keep falling off, so he has to fix it.
They don't fit.
Oh, man.
Let's do it. Scrape. Oh, we got to give the Michael King bobblehead doll away for the 30th time today, so let's just put it in with the...
we're going to package it.
Package it with the Christopher the fans.
All right.
I say.
If you had one shot, one opportunity to take down the human almanac himself,
howdy do.
Now is your time.
Listen to me, this guy is dangerous.
Now is your opportunity to win a prize.
Well, I hope you know what you're in for.
Chris versus the fans starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, so we got some housekeeping real quick. You're going to be playing for two things in this Chris versus the Fans. You'll be qualified for a grand prize, a two-night stay at Resorts World Las Vegas, plus VIP admission to IU Day Club and $175 food and beverage credit. Celebrate summer with a two-night stay at Resorts World Las Vegas. Dine poolside at one of the five unique pool experiences in the 5.5-acre pool complex, the largest elevated pool deck on the Las Vegas Strip, and experience IU Day Club, a stunning oasis inspired by the idyllic islands of Southeast Asia, where the ultimate party concepts transform the weekend. This is Chris's favorite part, into a never-ending summer. Special summer rates available now at rwlasvegas.com, now offering no resort fees and complimentary parking. Plus, if you win, you will win the Michael King bobblehead, which is going to be given out on Wednesday, August 20th. It's limited to the first 40,000 fans in attendance. First pitch is set for 6:40. You can get in 90 minutes prior to that. For more information, please visit padres.com/giveaways. Do we still have the Michael King bobblehead around here?
No. It keeps getting taken. Every time we get it gets stolen.
Everybody blames me for stealing things around here, and it wasn't me this time.
All right. So you say.
It wasn't me this time.
Who's our first contestant, buddy?
Let's go to the phones. Because that's where you get the contestants. let's go to Justin in Encinitas.
What's up, Justin?
How we doing, guys?
Pretty good.
Well,
pretty
sir. Good. Here we go. First question.
I didn't read the rules.
Oh, you didn't.
You have to make it through three questions. Sorry,
have you
Justin.
Done this before?
There's a lot of housekeeping.
Well, you do need to read the rules today because we're playing at a different time. There might be a few new people.
So if you're listening and you've never heard this before, we usually play this 4 p.m. every weekday. You have to make it through three questions. Each question will get more difficult. If you get the question right, you move on. If you get it wrong and Chris gets it right, you're eliminated. But if Chris gets it wrong, then you move on to the next question or you win. If you're a first-time player, let us know before you get into it, and you will get that question for free. Today.
All right, without further ado.
All right, Justin, here he is.
Justin, first question of the day. Who is the starting QB for the number one ranked Texas Longhorns?
That would be Arch Manning.
Nice job.
That would be correct. We move to question number two.
Number one team in the nation. Underdog in week one.
That is wild.
Those make no sense.
Who is the only athlete to be named to two separate pro sport all-star games?
Two all-star games in separate sports.
Two all-star games in separate sports. I'm going to go with Bo Jackson.
Wow. That is a great guess, my friend, and it is a correct one.
Vincent.
I still, even though I was young, I still remember him basically running through a tackle, which ended his career football-wise.
I know. Against the Bengals. I remember it clear, man. The guy hit him right on the
hip. Most people wouldn't be strong enough to pull through.
I know, and that's what ended it.
He shouldn't
too
have,
bad.
But yeah. All right, here we go.
By the way, Bo was an excellent nickname, because Vincent Jackson would not have been all that.
we had a Vincent Jackson.
Right, we did. Yeah, you're right, yeah.
Here we go. Question number three. Who is the current NFL Defensive Player of the Year?
Current.
Patrick Surtain?
I'm giving it to him. That was incredible.
Even though his dad is no longer playing, Pat Surtain the second.
Yes.
That's a winner.
Is correct.
That is pretty good. And I know Justin is driving because I can hear his car.
That's a sweep.
Wow, Justin.
Nice
stay
work, Justin.
Right there. That you was, won the bobblehead, the qualification in Las Vegas.
You didn't even need to get that one, Justin. I couldn't have guessed that now until next month.
It would not have mattered, huh?
No, but that's really well done. Nice job. Pat Surtain, I think he goes by. He came up to the Dolphins, his dad did, as Patrick Surtain, and then did a Tony Dorsett thing where he changed his name.
It's not my name.
It's not Tony Dorsett. It's Tony Dorsett.
They called him Tony Dorsett in college his whole career. He came out of college and said, it's Dorsett.
Oh, man. That's how it's that like
a. I'm
going
to need y'all to fix that.
Tyrod Taylor, and it's actually Tyrod.
Or like Bijan and Bijan.
Yeah. But more famous, maybe, with Tony Dorsett. Very good.
They call him Dorsett. Dorsett. It's like Jake Cronenworth has never gone by Jake outside of the baseball field.
Well,
crazy, isn't it?
Yeah.
There are strange things out there. Here's a strange thing. We got a few extra minutes. I was looking this up, and this is, you guys know this is already my biggest complaint about baseball statistics and analytics and the whole thing. So, Tony, I want to get your, I'm going to give you some of these. These are the current WARs, wins above replacement for the Padres. And I'm not going to give you, I'll give you the numbers too, but what I want to do is I want to give you the order. I want to see how well you can do. For instance, who leads the Padres in WAR right now for this season, do you think, Tony? If you had to say, one guy that's been the best player all year leads in WAR.
I'm going to say Toddy.
He does.
Yeah.
Now, could you make a good case for that? He's first. Manny's third.
Can I make a good case for why that is?
Yes.
Yes.
What is it?
It's Toddy's defense.
Okay. He made a great catch last night, by the way.
He makes a ton of great catches. And WAR is based off of all of it. Offense and defense. And if you are a superb defender like Toddy is, making those plays, I think he's well up over a couple. He's one of the top in runs
saved.
And then you throw in the offensive side, which at times has left more to be desired from people. But overall, when you look at it, it's pretty strong.
He's
offensive
up to
800
in OPS, by the way.
Yeah, I can make the case. I can see why he would be number one.
All right, I'll stretch and give you that one. But I would say that if you ask the man on the street who the best player this year has been, I think 99% would say Manny. But I'm going to stretch and give you that one. All right, so Fernando's one, Manny's three. That leaves number two. Number two's a pitcher. He's been the best pitcher all year. Pivetta. So I don't think there's any doubt. Pivetta.
Okay.
Okay. Let's move down the list on WAR rankings. For the number four is a reliever. I think you can make a pretty good case. This guy is as hard to hit as anyone there they have. Number four. Who do you think?
Mordejon.
Jason Adam is four. And Mordejon is right behind him, tied for sixth. But I want to get to this in a second. Xander's fifth. Here is where the WAR in my mind goes crazy cattywampus. Mordejon is tied for sixth. Estrada's 1 point behind in seventh. Cronenworth one more behind in eighth. Jackson Merrill tied with eighth. Robert Suarez, 11th. Michael King, 12th. Now, part of that's because of his injury.
He's out there, right.
But I just want you to remember all those names I just said. Michael King, Robert Suarez, Jackson Merrill, Jake Estrada, Mordejon. They all trail number six in WAR. And I like this guy, but Randy Vasquez. Now, I love what Randy's done. We all love what he's done. But you cannot tell me in any world that Randy Vasquez is better, more valuable to the Padres than any of the other ones I just named.
You're not buying it? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm not.
So are you saying that you're not a fan of the WAR statistic?
There you go.
That's crazy. WAR statistic is weird. I'd rather them break it down in two separate sides, the offense and the defense WAR. The WAR you're looking at is everything all combined. And
well, all right, but if it's just pitching WAR, really? Vasquez is more valuable than Estrada? Suarez?
Would I? Am I right to assume that they're looking at number of innings?
I don't know. You look it up. Tell me. You tell me. You tell me where they're coming up with that. Because I can't imagine it.
Pitching.
Yeah, no, it's
a little crazy.
It can be a little cattywampus, as you like to say.
Okay, all right. There we go. We got how much time? 2 minutes, Scrape?
No, not 2 minutes.
Wait, we just keep rolling?
I told you, until 5:40.
Yeah, he's just... Oh, 5:40. Good.
Do you guys listen to anything I say?
No, really. In the same way you don't listen to what we're saying actually on the show sometimes.
What?
Yeah. Tony doesn't listen to what you say. You guess Derrick Henry, he guessed him right after you. He totally doesn't listen to you.
That's true. Formula for calculating WAR for pitching.
Oh, goodness. We only have 8 minutes left in the show. Are they going to make it?
Home runs plus walks plus hit by pitches plus strikeouts plus IFFB. What is that?
I don't know.
Intentionally walked out?
No.
IFFB is not intentionally walked.
Did somebody tell Charles to take the glasses off?
He did.
They must have.
He finally got them off.
They were falling off his face.
It's Charles.
Now I got to look up IFFB.
This game's over, by the way.
Don't look it up.
Infield fly ball rate is what IFFB is. So,
anyway.
All of that divided by innings pitched.
Yeah, you're talking about the Brewers, Skeens. The Brewers got 2 runs off Skeens, so that's probably
that's
enough.
It.
Yeah,
this
2-0 early.
Was it 11 in a row right now?
This will be 11 if they hold
Book
on.
Book it.
Book it, says Tony Gwynn Jr. You know, we're only – I keep reminding you of the football season starting up. Some would say that's because Scraby is going to remind you about – oh, is that Charles?
That's when he raced the referee. Gosh, what was his
Dick
name?
Dick Bavetta?
No, was it? Yeah, it was Dick Bavetta.
Dick Bavetta was 90 years old. Charles raced him.
He barely won, by the way.
NFL season, Thursday, September 4th. I like to have fun with the opening matchups. Dallas, Philadelphia.
Chris sent us a picture of all of his helmets.
I did.
Facing
I sent you
each other.
You can post it if you want. I wouldn't embarrass me. I got all my helmets facing each other. They're ready for the opening week matchup. I'm not thrilled with Dallas, Philadelphia as the opening opener. I know Philadelphia has to have it because Super Bowl, but I'm a little tired of Dallas being exalted to this level. Be nice if they actually won something.
I'm with that. I can do that.
By the way, Stephen A. Smith, did Jerry Jones ever pee in his Wheaties or? Because Stephen A. Smith just is gone overboard on his criticism of Jerry Jones, I think. And that's fine, but enough's enough.
I think
what's the deal there?
I think he's trying to show his I can be on both sides. Because he was for a long time, even though he always dogged the Cowboys, he always spoke very highly of Jerry Jones. So now he can't be seen as not calling him out when it's
there isn't a day that goes by now that he doesn't just
it's been like a full week that he has
Jerry Jones. For something. The second game is in Brazil. Chiefs, Chargers. Are the Chiefs going to have another season where they win like 11 games by 2 points and a missed field goal? I mean, they really had a lucky season last year. And then it's hard to say it because they end up beating everyone at the end and going to the Super Bowl. But many games did they win when a guy missed a field goal or was an offside penalty or... What was the Baltimore game? Remember, the guy was 1 inch out of bounds at the back of the
year. Oh, yeah. It was the Raven or the Raiders. The Raiders and
the Raiders,
Chiefs.
The like, Raiders I think... game when the referee said, everybody in the world saw that it was illegal motion, but we're not calling it. Chiefs win.
Chiefs bolts. Game over.
You know what's going to be sad for you guys who are hating on their wins is if they actually end up blowing out everybody this year.
Yeah, that's right.
Hey, if they do that, then they did that.
They're going to be better than they were last year. You watch.
Everybody keeps asking Andy Reid about the window being closed in Kansas City, and I'm like, that's a dumb question.
7 straight AFC championship games for those counting. That's pretty impressive.
And it is going to get
harder,
though.
In the day and age where you have supposed parity, 7 straight. Tampa Bay opens at Atlanta. My friend Ryan will be the only one interested in that game. Well, him and Adam Klug. Battle of Ohio opens. Cincinnati at Cleveland. Who is going
to
start for Cleveland? We say it'll be Joe Flacco opening day.
I think it's going to be Joe Flacco for sure.
Yeah, me too.
Dolphins draw Indy on opening day in Indianapolis. Richardson or Daniel Jones? Tony, what do you think there for the Colts?
I think they want it to be Richardson, but if he keeps, if he can't see the hot route like he did the other day and got blasted.
I mean, he was,
oh man, did he get blasted.
But here's the thing with Anthony Richardson. When he was selected, it was always, he's a project, he's a project. He needs time, he needs time. And now they're so willing to throw him under the bus.
I 100% agree with you, but we saw that coming from a mile away. I mean, these teams take a quarterback and they say it's a project. And then they throw him
in
out there.
And
then he can't play in the first couple years. They're like, all right, we got to get somebody new.
If he can figure it out, he has the tools.
He's got the tools for sure.
He'll probably discover them all on opening day against the Dolphins.
And then never do it again.
I was going to say, he probably will discover.
Spinoramas and twists and jumps and
left-hand throws, all of it. Huh?
Yeah. We have a bunch of really lousy opening week games. I'd say Vegas at New England. I'd say Arizona at Nolens. I'd say Carolina at Jacksonville. There's some interest there, I guess, to see Travis Hunter, but, you know.
He's playing the Panthers.
Enjoy what you can. Here's a game that will get a lot of attention on opening day. Pittsburgh, Aaron Rodgers at the Jets.
Yeah.
That'll take up too much attention, frankly. Giants, Washington. I think Daniels is going to do it again this year, but there's no guarantee. Jaden Daniels?
I don't know, man. They got
It's hard to do when they start really zeroing in on you.
Not only that, you got Scary Terry is disgruntled right now. Mm-hmm, that's his guy.
Yeah.
And Debo is old.
You hope so. Debo out there looking nice
right now.
Debo
might be refreshed. Getting off the coast. Speaking
Do they play the 49ers this year?
Redskins? Washington?
Redskins.
The look.
Commanders, sorry.
Don't have time for that. Look up. Afternoon games opening day. Tennessee at Denver. Yawn. 49ers at Seahawks. Scraby, you'll be into it. Pretty good one here. Detroit, Green Bay at Lambeau.
Houston. Commanders don't play the 49ers.
Okay. Houston's at the Rams. That's a pretty good game for opening day. Interconference. First Sunday night game is a doozy. Baltimore at Buffalo.
Ooh.
And then the first Monday night game, not incredible, but Kevin O'Connell leads the Vikings into Chicago.
That's, what was that?
Chicago.
Oh my gosh, you did it again. Are we going to have a swearing incident twice in a week?
Chicago.
Whew.
You didn't play the clip today. I'm proud of you.
I'm disappointed in you.
Yeah,
actually.
What happened there?
That's terrible.
Thought we'd hear it at least 12 times again today.
Don't worry, I'm in process of a commercial break video.
Sam Levitt, Padre pregame. Will we be tied for first place when we talk tomorrow? We can actually be in first place because there's two games between now and our next show.
That's true.
See you tomorrow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.